Hello, I'm Harold Rivard. My family has been in Somerset for generations, and over the years, we've seen this town grow and change it in all kinds of ways. One thing that's always been part of the story here is alcohol, whether it was being brewed, sold, hidden deep in the woods. Today, we've got a lively local brewery right in the heart of town. But back in the day, things looked a lot different. Somerset was known as the moonshine capital of the Midwest. Matt Wallace and head brewer Trevor Wirtanen opened Oliphant Brewery in August 2014, right on the southeast corner of Main and Depot Street in Somerset's former 7-Up bottling factory. Standing here at the Oliphant Brewery mural, it's hard not to think about how far we've come. Today, beer is brewed and enjoyed openly, but that wasn't always the case. Back in the 1920s and early 30s, during Prohibition, the production, sale, and transfer of alcohol were banned across the country. It was a law that had a big impact on the communities, like Somerset, though maybe not always in the ways you'd expect. Prohibition might have made alcohol illegal, but it didn't stop folks from wanting a drink. The demand didn't go away. It just went underground around Somerset. That led to a number of illegal distilleries or moonshine operations, bringing it up to fill the gap. They were often tucked away in the woods or along the quieter stretches of the Apple River. It was a risky business, but for some, it was a way to make ends meet, or maybe even turn a good profit. If you got caught, you were looking at a year and a day in jail. But there was an unspoken code among the local moonshiners, many of whom were family or had known each other for years. If you kept your mouth shut, they'd make sure you were looked after when you got out. The stills themselves were often makeshift contraptions, utilizing copper pots, condenser, fashioned from car radiators, or metal piping, in various containers to ferment the mash of cornmeal, sugar, and water. The process was a delicate and potentially dangerous one, requiring careful attention to the temperature and distillation to avoid producing toxic methanol. Somerset's proximity to larger cities like Minneapolis and St. Paul was also sparked rumors of gangsters supporting operations in our small town. Stories passed down through the generations talk about rich men with drivers and sleek cars stopping in Somerset. Some residents have even shared accounts of seeing Dillinger and Ma Barker themselves. Stories of underground tunnels in downtown Somerset have also persisted through the decades. The most common theory is one tunnel at the Palms restaurant that was in place to transport and store alcohol, effectively evading the law enforcement. Rumors of tunnels grew popular and were fueled by the speculations that they served as potential escape routes in case of raids or other emergencies. Actually, moonshiners avoided raids by assistance of the post office. When feds were in town, they would go to the post office to find addresses of suspected moonshiners. While they were there, the post office would send a runner over to St. Anne's School to tell the kids, who would then race home to tell their parents. The lore of moonshiners and their evasive tactics became a part of local history. While not openly talked about then, these clandestine activities were fueled both by poor fathers seeking to make a living to support their families and gangsters profiting from those simply wanting a drink. Back in the day, moonshine stills were tucked away along the Apple River, hidden in the woods, guarded by secrets. It really shows how resourceful folks around here were, even when times were tough. Fast forward to today, and it's a whole different story. At Oliphant, brewing is something to celebrate out in the open. This mural captures the shift, the freedom to create and share, where once things had to stay in the shadows.